Let's put our hands together as we celebrate the choir this morning. Amen. Some people are not clapping. Amen. Learn to celebrate. Amen. At times you can become so acquainted with what you have that you don't recognize the value anymore. Look at your neighbor and tap it. Never take anything for granted. This morning, by the special grace of God, I'm trusting the Lord to give us grace, speed, and utterance. This morning, we are talking about the subject, still on the subject matter of submitting to your husband. This is the second in the series. We're going to read our foundation scripture, which is found in Colossians 3. Colossians 3, verse 18. Colossians 3 verse 18, are you there? The word of God says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband. Say own husband. As it is fit, it is right, it is befitting. In what? In the Lord. That is to tell us that this is the will of God concerning us. Lift up your right hand and say after me, say, Heavenly Father, I receive this morning the ministry of your word. I believe with all my heart that your word will meet me at the very point of my needs, and I will never be the same. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word that is coming. I receive it with thanksgiving, and things will never be the same. Come on, say it like I said. Things will never be the same. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we say better? Amen. Submitting, or how to submit to your husband. It's important for us to realize that God is a God of order. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 40 says, let everything be done decently and in order. For the institution of marriage, it's important for us to realize that there are ways that God wants things to be done. I've explained to us in this series what submission is and what submission is not. The reason we took the time to explain that is so that you will understand what God had in mind when he says, wives, submit to your own husband. This morning, the focus or the thrust of this message this morning is going to be centered around how can I, as a wife, how can I go about, or how should I go about submitting to my husband? How does God expect me to submit to him? Don't forget that I told you that one of the meaning of the word submit, it means to allow your husband to be the leader of the house or the home. It means to come under his authority, because that's what the word head or headship represents. It also means to be willing to come under the mission of the man. So the man should provide the vision. The man should provide the mandate. And in the first service, I gave us about three of those ways by which a woman can submit. Because when we are talking about submission, there's a way God wants you to submit. There's a way God wants the woman to submit. So I must be interested in doing things the way God wants it to be done, so that I can get the kind of results that God has ordained for me to get. If you understand what I said, say better. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to pick it up from where we left. I'm going to go straight ahead to the fourth way by which you can submit. We're looking at how to submit. There are ways of submitting to your husband. And if you have the time, probably look at seven or more this morning, so that it will come to like 10 of the ways by which you can submit to your husband. If you understood what I said, say amen. Amen. Now, the fourth way you can show your submission to your husband is by speaking well of your husband. If you look at 1 Peter 3 verse 1, from verse 1 to 2, the Bible speaks about the fact that the woman is supposed to be in subjection to her own husband. It even says, if you have unbelieving husband or a husband that has not come to the saving grace of Jesus, by your comport, by your attitude, by your demeanor, you are able to bring that husband of yours to the saving grace of Jesus. Listen to me, God's people. One of the mistakes that at times that a woman can make concerning her husband is to speak lightly or to speak ill of her husband. God does not want us to toe that path. When you speak light, when you speak ill of your husband, you are basically disrespecting him. Amen, somebody. I said amen, somebody. And respect is crucial to a man. In fact, I read something some time ago that says that one of the highest needs of a man is the feeling to be respected. Whereas one of the highest needs of a woman is the feeling to be loved. So you must understand that as a woman, you need to tread very cautiously in this direction. Ephesians 4 verse 29 says, let no evil communication proceed out of your mouth. Listen to this. We need to speak well. Amen, somebody? Say, speak well. At times, the way we'll speak, you see, when you sit down with probably your friends, or others, and you're making fun or making jest of your husband, what you are basically doing is you are disrespecting your head. That is, you are disrespecting your head, which is your husband invariably. And ladies and gentlemen, this is one way by which you will not be falling under God's order of submission. So somebody says submission means to speak well. Say, speak well. You know, the Bible was talking about the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31 verse, I think verse 26. The Bible commends this woman. The Bible says she opens her mouth with wisdom. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. In other words, she has a way with words. She doesn't just use the words of her mouth anyhow. I know women are gifted with talk. Amen? Or talking. Amen, somebody? But it's important for us to know that one way you show your submission to your husband is to speak well of him. Don't speak ill of him. I remember an experience of a lady who had a husband that was not born again. And, you know, she went somewhere to complain to a man of God. Oh, my husband, this useless man, this. And the man was trying to counsel her. Instead of calling her useless, you know, unproductive, all kinds of words, why don't you begin to speak faith concerning him? The Bible says in Romans 4, verse 17, faith calleth those things that be not as though the what? Do you know that there is power in the words of your mouth? Proverbs 18:21, death and life are where? In the power of where? Your mouth. So tapping up and say, use your mouth very well. I think I've told you this story before. There was this lady that came to see a man of God and was complaining about the husband. He said, my husband, he's a useless man. My husband is an inconsiderate man. And went on and on and on and on and on. In fact, in the process of talking about the husband, she started referring to the husband as a gorilla. Amen. And the man of God was saying that, excuse me, who are you talking about? Is that man I'm talking about, that gorilla? You know, the same man, is he not the one that sent your son to abroad? He said, yes, that gorilla. That's what I'm. He's not the one that helped you to set up that. He said, yes. Why has he suddenly become a gorilla now? He said, I asked him to give me $2 million and he has refused to give me. And I know he has the money, but he doesn't want to give me. Amen, somebody. Amen. So he said, he's a gorilla. Amen, somebody in the house. Yeah. Our perspective changes things very, you know, very quickly at times.
So he said, okay, tell your husband when he comes that he should come and see me. He said, okay, I will tell him.
So I mean, unknown to the woman, while she was having the conversation with a man of God, there was a lady there who was walking, you know, in the pastorate. She was eavesdropping on the conversation. And, you know, the woman, I said, daddy, is it not so? I said, yes, his wife is talking. He said, that's the gorilla. I said, yes. He said, if she doesn't want that kind of gorilla, let her pass the gorilla to me. Look at your neighbor and tap your neighbor. Say, be mindful of your words. It's important that we use the words of our mouth very carefully. And all of God's people say,
amen.
Let me run. I don't want to spend more time. Number five. How do I go about my role of submission to my husband? Correct your husband in love and with wisdom. You agree with me that we know that the husband, the man, does not have all the answers. He doesn't know everything. You see, even when your husband makes mistakes, amen, somebody?
Amen.
Or the decision that he has made turns out to, you know, I mean, otherwise, with regards to the family, listen, when you need to correct, you need to correct in love. Say, correct in love.
Correct in love.
Listen to this. The way and manner we go about things matter. You know, at times there's a way you can rub it in on his face. I said, yes, if I told you, you didn't hear. You would not hear me. Amen, somebody. I was warning you. Now, you see that although you have corrected, but you have not corrected in the right way. Look at your neighbor and say, correct in love. It's important for us to know that the way we go about things matters. So I said, I knew it was not going to work. I knew it. You will not listen to me. Hello, somebody in the house. No, there's a way you can speak to somebody in a matured way, and there's a way you can speak to somebody like a child. I mean, you can't be speaking to your husband like a child. He wouldn't receive whatsoever kind of correction or admonition you are trying to offer him. Rather, he will put off a defense mechanism. So look at the neighbor and say, correct your husband in love. Say, and with wisdom. You know, you need to look for the right kind of atmosphere, and you need to choose your words carefully. Amen?
Amen.
I said, amen.
Amen.
I don't want to believe that even if a man has, you know, has goofed or made an error with regards to decisions as per the family. Listen to this. I think it's clear to him that he knows he has made a mistake. And what he needs at that hell, I mean at that point, is support. Say support. Not trying to pull him down or cast him down. If you understand, I say I do. You know the Bible talking about the power of words, Proverbs 25, verse 11. Proverbs 25, verse 11, it says, a word fitly spoken. Say fitly spoken. It's like what? Apples of gold and pictures of silver. I pray for all our women folk in the house that God will grant you wisdom.
Amen.
That amen is not born again. I said, God will grant you wisdom.
Amen.
I mean, look at Abigail. Look at the way she went about. Her husband made a blunder. But look at the way she went about the matter with tact and wisdom. And that averted a major destruction upon her family. And that the wisdom of God is available. Listen to this. God's wisdom is available to us to help us, to guide us in the way we go about matters. And I pray for every married woman here this morning, God will grant you the wisdom. That amen is not born again. I said God will grant you the wisdom and the understanding to go about your correction, and all of God's people say,
amen.
Number six, how do I go about submitting to my husband? Look for ways of complimenting your husband, not competing against him. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the ways you can show your submission, show your honor, your respect to your husband, that you acknowledge his leadership role over your home and your family, is to look for ways of complementing his efforts. I don't think there's any man who will not love such a kind of woman. And a classic example in the Bible is the Proverbs 31 woman. That woman that we talk so much about, Proverbs 31 from verse 10 to 31, the virtuous woman. This woman is a plus factor to her family. Plus factor to her husband. She's a source of inspiration. She is a blessing and not a burden. She's a problem solver and not a problem giver. And I want you to know that there is no man that will not appreciate this kind of woman beside him. And all the men in the house say,
amen.
It's important to compliment. Don't forget that he's who you are. Genesis 2 verse 18. When God says, it's not good for the man to be alone, I will make him. Say, I will make him. He says, I will make him what? He help meet. What? For him. I told you that, Hebrew scholars of the Bible tells us that the word help meet is an Hebrew word that is known as Ezer. E-Z-E-R. Kenendo. K-E-N-E-G-D-O. So look at somebody beside you. If that person is a lady, or a woman, tell her, you are. Come on, tell her, say, you are. An Ezra. Kenando. Tell him, say, you are. An Ezra. Kenando. Someone said, what is an Ezra? Kenando. I will explain it to you. It's very simple. The word Ezra, E-Z-E-R, actually means two things. It means to rescue or to save or to be strong. So the idea or the mentality that a woman is lesser, a woman is not strong, is not correct. Hello, someone in the Bible. I said someone in the Bible. Hello, someone in the house. Tap your neighbor, say you are an Ezar. Say you are strong. Say you are a savior. Then the word kenendo means someone as opposite to the man or corresponding to the man. So you are not inferior. Hello? All women in the house say hello. If you put it together, and in fact, you see the word Ezar is used multiple times in military terminology. So when the Bible says when God says you are helpmeet, you are an Ezar Kenendo, it means you are a strong warrior. Say strong warrior. Complementary to the man. Come on, go after me. Say strong warrior. Complementary to what? That's who you are. That's one of your roles. You are not a weakling. Hello? And I believe, you see, that's why it's important for you as a husband to give your wife the expression, give her space, give her room to manifest her giftedness. Because at times some women want to, but there's a lot of what? Say do's and don'ts. I saw somebody recently. I couldn't believe it. She's a lecturer in UI there. She was telling me of ladies, she mentors who I say, hey, I'm afraid. I said, why? I said, I'm afraid of going to relationship because I don't know whether my man will be comfortable with because I have big dreams. I'm fearing. Say fearing. Let's just say, this is your dream. Oh, keep it in your pocket. Oh. Listen to this. To whose praise, to whose glory shall we be? Say, that's the wife of, amen, somebody. That's what the virtue said. Our husband is known at the gate where the elders sit because of what? The exploits of the woman. Has ever crossed your mind? Go and read Proverbs 31 from verse 10 to 31. Listen, they were speaking of the laudable achievements of that woman. Hello, somebody. A man must be secured in himself. Every man must. In fact, the people who came to visit me were telling me the story of a woman. For the first time in her life, her husband allowed her to go to a conference, and it was because, according to her, it was a conference. They were all women. They were going to be there. I said, oh my God. Look at the level of insecurity. Hello, somebody. I said, hello, somebody. If God elevates your wife and she probably has a bigger, she brings a bigger, pay, or she earns more, or she has more, to whose glory is it? So look at anybody and say, never feel insecure. Because at times, some women, they want to, and you know women are gifted. They want to put their giftedness and everything. They want to compliment. They say, as long as I say, who sent you? Look at your neighbor and tap your neighbor and say, give her room. There are several ways you can compliment the efforts of your husband by working with him. There are several ways you can compliment the efforts of your husband by covering up for his weaknesses and shortcomings. That's what Abigail did for Nabal. And I was blessed. I saw a man recently who was telling me the story of how the wives single-handedly built the house they are living now. Hello, somebody. Because he was engrossed with service. Civil service. Amen, somebody. Look at your neighbor and say, thank God for wise women. That woman complimented the efforts. The man said, I am eternally grateful today that we have a roof under our what? Overhead. So one way you can submit to your husband is to look for ways. And see, the Holy Spirit will give you ideas. Because there is the spirit of inspiration. I'm reminded that the Holy Spirit never runs out of ideas. What I've said to you is just a tip of the iceberg. There are several other ways. It will open your eyes to seeing them in the name of Jesus. Let's run. How shall I submit to my husband again? Submit. That's number what now? Submit to your husband sincerely. That's how God wants you to submit. Honor and respect him sincerely. Not hypocritically. Not with deceit. Romans 12 verse 9 says, let love be without dissimulation. What does that mean? Let love be sincere. Tapping up and say, be sincere in your submission. Some people, some women they will be submissive as long as friends are around. Or family people are around. Or the pastor comes visiting. Amen, somebody. But once the people who are familiar are left, they say, back to our, amen, somebody. Look at the devil, say, be genuine. If you submit when people are around, if you submit, like that, that would be hypocritical. That's not coming from your heart. That's coming from your head. Hello? And such kind of service, at times people submit with their lips. Lip service. That's not what God wants. That's not what we attract a blessing. Look at your neighbor and say, you are not a fake. Say, be what? Be an original. At times, people are very hypocritical in their submission. I've seen this happen at times. At times, I've seen this happen. There's no sincerity in the submission. It has to be sincere. Because if it's not sincere, it's not coming from your heart. And it will not be acceptable before God. So look at your neighbor and say, be real. Say, stop faking it. And you know, at times some of this hypocrisy also shows the way you see some women submit to some other people's husband. They go all the way. Amen, somebody. Is that the way you treat your husband? Hello, somebody in the house? Is that the way you treat him? You see, God wants us to be genuine. Say genuine, somebody. Tap and say, don't be fake. Let's be real. You know, most of the time, the reason our efforts at times does not commend the kind of blessing that God ordained is because it's not sincere. Look at your neighbor, the person who says, sincerely submit. Say, in spirit and in truth. And all women say what? How do people know a chameleon? What is a common feature of the chameleon? It changes color based on what? So if the environment is green, it will be what? If it's brown, it will be what? If it's otherwise, it will be what? Look at your neighbor and tap it. Say, be real. It's important for us to know that this is the way God wants you to submit. Let our submission be sincere. Say, be sincere. I once had this very funny story. I mean, if I said it, I mean, say it, I'm sure some of you are wondering. There's this couple who were living in a rented apartment, and after a while, they wanted to move again to another apartment. Now, obviously, the new apartment that they moved onto, unknown to the man did not know that it was the wife that built the house. So they were still paying rent. I'm telling you a real life story. Amen. So at the end of the day, you know, truth will always come out. You see, that's why it doesn't matter how long somebody lies. The truth will what? Catch up with the person. I can tell you that home never remained the same. There's no sincerity in this. If you see the woman, hey, my husband, my. That's why at times, you see, I'm not too much impressed with some of the display. I'm not saying it's not good to have what they call you, but oh yeah, yeah, say oh yeah, yeah. How are you? That's everything. But let it come from your heart, I beg. I beg, let it come from your heart. Because some of those things are hypocritical. Hypocritical. Very hypocritical. Listen, I know somebody. Form of the worst kind of resistance he has ever received as of some of these quote unquote hypocritical people. Oh, hey. But when you see them in their natural elements, say natural elements. That's why don't judge things by the physical. At times, some of the people you think are not spiritual, they are highly spiritual. What God reckons with what? The heart. God is looking at your heart. He will judge you faster on your motives than your moves. The reason God rejected the elder brothers of David was because of the state of their heart. 1 Samuel 16:7. All women in the house say, I will submit sincerely. Don't be hypocritical. Do you know that you may be able to fool others, but you can't fool God? In fact, after a while, you won't be able to fool others too, because it will be evident. Number 8. How are we supposed to submit to our spouse? Submit to our husband. Submit to your husband in love. Don't say in love. Do you know what I've discovered? True submission is not possible without love. And I'm not talking about human love. I'm not talking about emotional love, what we call romantic love. I'm not talking about that kind of love. I'm talking about agape, which is the God kind of what? Love. It takes love. Say love. To submit. It takes love. I'm talking about the love of God. The selfless, unconditional, sacrificial. The kind of love that, listen, is not based on you doing what is right before I also repay you what is right. 1 John 4:19, the Bible says he first loved us before we loved him. God was not waiting for you to be right. He chose to what? To be right on your behalf. He didn't look at, that's why when we sing that Yoruba song, Kowo bi mo se.
Oh, stand on to me.
If God looked at our disposition, at our behavior, we would not have been saved. Listen. Listen. God knows your husband is not perfect. Amen, somebody? I said, amen, somebody? Submission to him should be in what? Love. Say love. Some of us cannot quickly forget. Some of us find it difficult to forgive or even forget what he has done. Amen. Look at your husband and say, love your husband unconditionally. If you look at that scripture, it didn't say, for as long as your husband is taking good care of you, submit to him. There's no condition there. Submit to your husband. As it is fitting the Lord. Amen, somebody. Hello, somebody. I say, hello, somebody. Yeah, listen, God knows he's not perfect. We must be able to look over his errors. Look over his blunders. Look over his mistakes. Listen, if you choose to be bitter, you cannot be better. You are so full of the bitterness based on the experience of the past. Chapter number says, let go. Do you know you are gradually killing yourself? If you allow bitterness, malice, wrath, all of those things to thrive in your heart, it's poisonous, it's injurious to your well-being and your progress. So tell your neighbor, say, none of those things. Chapter number says, away with bitterness. Do you know that it takes love to submit to somebody? Real, the love of God to submit, to honor somebody, to respect somebody. It takes the love of God. You know, I've said it here before. I think it was the first time. You say, when the Bible says you should submit to your husband, it doesn't mean, that does not mean, God is not saying that he's superior to you. God is not saying that he's smarter. God is not saying that he's wiser. Amen? Amen. You see, in the scheme of things of God, for order, say order. Order. There's a way God has ordained that things should be. Even in the church, there is order. In creation, there is order. He made creation and he put man what? In charge. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I said, glory be to God. Top your number, say, true submission is born out of love. The question I want to ask you as a woman, do you really love your husband? Do you love him? Because if you do, submission will not be an issue. Hello, somebody. You know, the Bible says love covers what? The multitude of sins. Proverbs 10 verse 12. You see, our actions, the reason why we do what we do should be born out of love. Not of compulsion, not of necessity. Are you in the house this morning? Do you know that if love is the reason behind the steps and the actions that we take, you can be rest assured that the results will be positive? But if it's born out of malice, born out of hatred, born out of trying to settle scores, say settle scores. Say it's 1-1 before her. Or it was 2-1. I must retaliate to balance. Say to balance it, somebody. That person is still a baby. That person is still immature. Tap your number, say grow up. Elbow him and say grow up. Ephesians 4 verse 15, it said that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about by every wind of doctrine. Listen, God knows that your husband is not perfect. And let me also add, you two are not perfect. Hello? So tapping up, say, let love be the underlying factor for your submission. You know, I don't know what, people can be very hypocritical. I've seen people, when somebody was there, they were doing all kinds of things. Once the person left, you know what, how do you say this in English? I'm trying to look for the English translation. You just, what's the word, sir?
You know, there are new words that have found their way to the English. English is Yimus part of it? I don't think so. They are still working on Yimus. Oh, you don't know what Yimu is, amen, somebody. Some people say, what is Yimu? Amen, somebody. It's like, yeah, mock. Yeah, that's the word. Mocking the person. It's like mocking, making a mockery. And when the person was there, you were, look at your neighbor and say, everybody will receive according to their works. You know, if a woman really loves her husband, submission will not be an issue. And submission is not a sign of weakness. It's not, it's power. It's power. Glory be to God. I don't know whether you've ever seen this power couple, Joyce Meyer and Dave Meyer. Recently I was had a opportunity, I was looking up on the Pastor Ibuku Awosuka. She's a very powerful woman. Amen, somebody. Very, very knitted family. Amen, somebody. Amen. Hello, somebody. I'm not I think she's the CEO of, is it chairman of First Bank now? For you to know that it's possible. Amen, somebody. Amen. Hello. Are you in the house? I say, hello. Look at it and say, submit your love. That's how God wants you to submit. In love. Amen, somebody. Amen. Number 9. How does God want me to submit to my husband? Submit to your husband joyfully. Joyfully. Not by force. Not out of coercion. I was somewhere to resolve something. An issue between a husband and wife. And afterwards when I... that something came up and, you know, I'm submitting. I'm submitting. He said, like you said it. I said, you're saying it's not coming from your heart. He said, because Pastor said it. Am I the one that wrote Colossians 3:18? Ephesians 5:22. Amen. Somebody in the house. The Bible said, do all things without murmurings and complaining. Philippians 2 verse 14. If I'm still submitting with murmuring, with complaining, say with an attitude. You know what they call an attitude? Say that person has an attitude. It's not that the person is not doing that thing, but the attitude has even override the actions of the person. Look at your neighbor and say, submit with the right attitude. Not with murmurings, not with complaining, not with frowning of faces, not out of displeasure. Amen, somebody. Or anguish. Or disdain. Or grief. Look at the neighbor of the person and say, are you submitting joyfully? You know, I was thinking about this, and because I'm sure if it ever occurred, the Bible will have recorded it. When you look at the relationship between Sarah and Abraham, relationship between Abigail and Nabal, you see that, you see, Sarah to refer to Abraham as our Lord, you will see that it came out of a heart of joy. Submission should never be something that you do out of murmuring or complaining or with a sorrowful disposition. Look at the neighbor and tap the neighbor and say, display the right kind of attitude. And you know, attitude speaks. It speaks a lot. There's a way, that's what I said. You may be saying you are submitting, but in the eyes of God, as far as God is concerned, you are not submitting because it's not coming out of what? Not coming, it's not with joy.
Like I said, if you know that submission is not a sign of weakness, if you know that submission is not slavery, listen, it's something you will do with joy. Say, submit with joy. I'm ready to know that God's intentions towards us are the best. God says in Jeremiah 29 verse 11, my thoughts towards you are thoughts of what? Not of what? To give you what? An expected end. You know, if I'm submitting as if to say I'm like somebody who's under punishment or somebody's being chastised, then my submission is not acceptable. Submission, true submission. And you know, we human beings, I was even thinking about human beings, naturally speaking, don't like submission. How people do that? When they set speed rules, though in this part of the world we don't have regard for that, even 100 kilometers per hour. Some people are looking away from me. To drive in Nigeria, you need a special anointing. I don't know what I'm talking about. We drive in a blessed way. The person that has the right of way, they will move you out of the way. The person that's not have the right of way will be blaming you, and it's all kinds of funny things happening here. And for you to see in a place where law and order, say law and order. I had two experiences that made me to see the reality of what I'm trying to talk about in the U.S. one day. There was one time I was in Houston and I followed my friend to go and pick his son in school. And when we got to the place where the school, I can't remember the number of miles per hour, but it was stated that if you see the way everybody was going, as if to say we're following a procession, that kind of thing. I said, look at the thing there. It's written there. Then for you to know the seriousness, there was a, what do you call them again now? A sheriff. Not too far. A sheriff is like a policeman, you know, just driving around. I said, why is he driving? He said, it's just so that people, we want them to, they're there. That's, they are always there around school because they know some people we don't want to. Hello, somebody? As human beings, naturally, we don't want to submit. Amen, somebody? The height of it was, you know, even on the highway, there are limits. When you are running beyond the steep limit, they will park you aside. They give you a ticket. A friend of mine was now confessing to me his sins. He said there are some app that people have installed into their car. When you are running, you know... God will have mercy on us. I mean, where they said the speed limit is 100 miles per hour, and you know, those sheriff, those police people, they have a way of spotting you. They will know you. They can track you when you're over speed. So, some people now have an app that will let them know when a policeman is with it. I can't remember the number of the radius, so that you can beat the rule. But the thing will let you know. I can't remember the number of radios. I say, hey, human beings. Say, imagine about it. That's even a civilized way. Don't talk about even this place. Look at your neighbor and say, submit joyfully. I would encourage your women folk in that, submit joyfully. Submission is not a sign of weakness. Honor and respecting your husband is not a sign of weakness. Amen. Be willing to come under his mission. Be willing to come under his leadership is not a sign of weakness. Glory be to God. Then number 10, submit to your husband without conditions. True submission is without reservations. You know, most of the time we want to do things on our own terms, not on God's terms. Let me give you an idea of what I'm trying to talk about. When I said submit to your husband without reserve, I mean, some people say I will submit for as long as, you see, you don't put that proviso there. As long as my husband loves me, I will submit. As long as things are rosy and good, I will submit. When things get bad, I say, oh boy, wait till they happen.
That's what the Bible says. Your submission should not be based on condition. I will submit to him if he loves me first, as long as he's loving me. Some people want to submit as long as it's convenient or easy. Some people want to submit because they feel like it. When I don't feel like it, look at it and say, your submission must be unconditional. That's how God wants us to submit. Submit without what? And all the women in the house say what? Yeah. I wanted to explain, but I want to try to see if I can get to number 12. Number 11. How does God expect you to submit to my husband? Allow your husband to be the leader of the home. Stop trying to contend. Stop trying to, you know, listen. You are not supposed to contend with him about the role of the leadership of the home. It's not open for negotiation or debate. Hello? I say hello, somebody. All women in the house say amen.
Amen.
You see, there's a place of order. Stop trying to usurp the authority of your husband. Amen.
Amen.
Put on the screen Proverbs 21. I don't want to quote this guy. I want to show Proverbs 21, verse 9 and verse 19 very quickly. The problem with some women is that they are challenging the authority of their husband. The Bible says it's better to dwell where? Than with a brawling. That word brawling means troublesome woman. Contentious woman. In what? Better to dwell where? The corner. That's a serious one. Amen, somebody. Verse 19. It is better to dwell, even, this one is even very funny. Dwell where? In the wilderness. Than with what? A contentious and angry woman. You know, today, people talk about Ahab. Ahab is one of the most wicked kings in the Bible. That's true, but you need to know where he got the encouragement from. It was the wife. Amen, somebody. 1 Kings 21 verse 25 down to the end. The Bible said there was no king that was as wicked as King Ahab in the whole of Israel. The Bible says, whom Jezebel, his wife, what? You see, that word stirred up means to incite. You see, women have a lot of powers. At times, that power could be used negatively or positively. Amen?
Amen.
But in this regard, Jezebel used that power how? Negatively. She was manipulating him. And you see the consequence. The first wife that Samson tried to marry, you could see the, I don't want to say the gift of manipulation, but the skill of manipulation at work. You say you love me. He said, I love you. You say you love me. You have not told me the secrets of the redo. With her tears, with her emotions, with everything. Amen, somebody. He forced the hand of the man to declare, to release the secret. Do you know that happened to Samson again? That's an area of weakness he had. Delilah said, tell me your secret. He said, you love me. You don't love me. If you love me, you will tell me. You can see she's using the power of emotions. The power of persuasion. Hello? I said, hello, somebody. You see, there's no other can be peace or harmony in the house when you are trying, when you don't allow your husband to be the leader. Amen, somebody. Glory be to God. You will never see a big girl challenging or, you know, contending with Nabal concerning the leadership of the home. Amen.
Amen.
You will never see Deborah contending with Lapidot, her husband, concerning the leadership of the home, although she was a leader in Israel. Hello? Listen, Deborah was a leader in Israel, but she was also a submissive wife to whom? Lapidot, the husband. It's important for us to realize this. Because at times this is where there are issues and contentions.
Someone say, how can I allow my husband to be the leader of the home? By supporting and cooperating with your husband in leading your family. Support, cooperate with him. Listen, there is no leadership without followership. Are you in the house this morning? We need to know that, because we know the man is the leader, but you only have somebody to lead if there's somebody who's also following the lead. So it's important for us to realize this. How can I allow my husband to lead? Another way, pray for him regularly. As great as Paul was, 1 Thessalonians 5:25, Colossians 4 verse 3, Ephesians 6 verse 19, he asked the brethren, brethren, pray for us. I've said this, leadership is an onerous task. Leadership is not easy. Amen, somebody. You know, people get carried away with the title, with the position. Listen, leadership is work, is responsibility, it's not easy. Amen? In fact, you have to commend. You have to commend your husband. Amen, somebody. That is still doing everything possible within his power. Amen, somebody. To provide, to protect. Amen, somebody. To ensure that your family, your children do not lack and things are in place. If you know what is happening in our country, if you know the situation of things, that you will know that if more than anything, you need to pray consistently for your husband. And all the women in the house say, amen. Someone say pray. I can't say pray, somebody. That's one way you can show your support. Pray. Pray. I'm telling you, leadership is not easy. There are intangible and tangible things you deal with. And do you know, I think everybody will know this, that if the enemy is going to attack, he's always trying to what? Jesus says, strike what? The shepherd, what will happen? The sheep will scatter. So you need to know that your husband is a target. Amen, somebody? For the enemy. That's why you need to play your part. The power of a praying wife. The power of a praying mother. Those things are not to be, I mean, taken lightly for anything in the world. And all of God's people saying, the number 12, I will stop on this. How can I submit to my husband? Treat your husband like a king. So they treat him like a king. The Bible says in Proverbs 12 verse 4, a virtuous woman is a crown to what? A husband. A crown to a husband. Look at your neighbor and ask your neighbor, if the person is a lady, say, how are you treating your husband? You know, there are all kinds of treatments. There's common treatment, there's usual treatment, there's average treatment, there's special treatment. Say special. Come on, ladies, don't say special. Truth of the matter is this, if you treat him like a king, you can be rest assured that, what? He will treat you like a queen. Hello, somebody in the house. Look at your neighbor and tap your neighbor and say, how are you treating your husband? You know, the way you treat your husband will determine the way he's going to respond to you. Hello, somebody. I say, hello, somebody. You know, there is the good and the bad in everybody. I don't know what I'm talking about. It just depends on the part of what you want to bring out. So as a wise woman, say as a wise woman, give him what I call kingly treatment. Say kingly. How do you treat a king? Anybody, how do you treat a king? With respect, with reverence, with honor, with dignity. Amen, somebody. Listen, even if your husband does not have a spoke. Someone say, pastor, he says, you treat him as a king. He doesn't even have a bicycle. The Bible did not say submit to him if he has until he has a jeep. No. No. Hello, somebody.
So I said, with this long tearing trouser. Look at him, say, give him a kingly treatment. Treating with respect, with honor. Amen, somebody. He's your husband. Amen, somebody. You know, I didn't used to understand when we were growing up. I discovered that I was telling my mom, I said, I observed something. I said, what is it? I said, when you are serving everybody, you will give all of us the regular treatment. But I observed when you are dealing with my dad, you do something, you are going the extra mile. I said, are we not part of the family? You say you are. All of us want one piece of meat. But my daddy's bowl is usually not one piece of meat that is there. You see all kinds of things swimming there. I said, we can eat this thing too now. I see that it's always special. I say special. You see the cutleries he's going to use. There are some untouchable cutleries. Untouchable utensils. You don't go there. I say, Bofemo Garibo. But, with this, go on. I said, say, don't you know it's for your daddy? I said, but they didn't write it there now. I didn't understand. It was when I began. I said, oh, it was even to make it funny. There is a place in the family living room. This one, say this one. Say this place is designated. You may borrow it when it's not there. But when it comes, everybody bamboos from it. Say, that's daddy's seat. Amen. I don't know what I'm talking about. Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. Please, let's massage the ego of our husband properly. Stop attacking his ego. If you attack his ego, he's going to attack you like a lion. That's the truth of the matter, because that is a very sensitive part of a man you are trying to touch. You must be a wise woman that knows how to massage. Say massage. That's why, blessed, I've seen women who are powerful with words. If you see the way they begin to talk to the man, amen, somebody. You know all those people who go out that place with all those gun drum and be beating. At times I wonder, I was with them, I said, I don't know how these people know somebody's name, because I don't know them. I was always saying, gun, I said, Pastor, you mean? I said, I don't know you. I don't know the source that you are using to, but we know that, but that be, that singing your praise, even if you don't like, well, let me just give you something about this one. God is saying, do it sincerely. Hello, somebody in the house. Cook his favorite meal for him. Amen, somebody. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. When we say treat him like, make him your priority. Listen, thank God for the children, thank God for your boss. Your husband is superior to those things. Hello? I know at times some women are so connected to their child or children. Listen, the children will go. Hello, somebody? They will stay in the house forever. Don't forget, you married your husband, you didn't marry the child. Are you in the house this morning? Make him priority. Say priority. Your husband is more important than your friends, your children, your boss. Make him priority. This is how you treat him like a king. There's nobody you treat like a king who will not respond accordingly. These are just some of the ways by which God wants us to go about showing our reference and our submission to our spouse. I pray in the name of Jesus that God will use this message to bring about a revival, to bring about a restoration in our homes in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to you this morning that things will not remain the same in your home, in your family, in the name of Jesus. Every area where there are issues, there are contentions, the wisdom of God will prevail to bring solutions in the name of Jesus.
your marriage is getting better, your home is getting better. To any person who may be down, you are down in your motivation, you are down in your courage, I pray this morning that the Lord will revitalize and revive your courage in the name of Jesus. Everyone who may have been hurt, brutally hurt, wounded by actions of spouses, I pray this morning that healing will begin in the name of Jesus. I say, receive your healing in the name of Jesus. I prophesy in the name of Jesus that the love of God will overwhelm your mind, overwhelm your soul in the name of Jesus. Let's rise up on our feet this morning and worship the King of Glory and bless Him. I will worship you forever. I will love you forever, Daddy. This God.